You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. The scripture says, as iron sharpens iron. Did you know that we quote this scripture often, but sometimes we may not pay attention to what exactly he's saying? How does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend? He says it is as iron sharpens iron. So we need to now find out, how does iron sharpens iron? One, they come in contact and they are dragged, and the friction removes impurity in order for any of the iron that is being sharpened to become sharp. It means there will be trimming, there will be heat, there will be some things falling off. It's not something that is convenient. It's not something that is palatable. If somebody is going to help your life, if somebody is going to contribute to you, particularly a preacher, a genuine preacher is supposed to be like an iron that is sharpening other irons. And that means that it may be painful, it may generate heat, but that is how it works. It's not something that is convenient, that you just bring two irons together and they are smiling at each other. That's the kind of preacher some people want. I had a story. A sister was sharing with me that a sister came to her to complain about her husband cheating, committing adultery. And she told her that, see, your husband is not born again. He can't be born again and be living an adulterous life. And this sister said, no, my husband is born again. She doesn't want to listen to that. And the sister now said, okay, let me give you this message. Go and listen to it. That happens to be one of our videos. And she said, no. I don't listen to people like this. They are judgmental. If you say somebody is not born again, that person is being judgmental. So she also refused to listen to the video. Then the sister went on and said, all right, let's open the Bible and check the Bible and see how those who follow Jesus should live. She said, well, she doesn't have that time now. You see, she rejected the counsel of a sister. She rejected the message from a brother, and she also rejected the word of God because they don't want anything that tells them that they are living in sin. They don't want anything that points them that they are not on the right path. The scripture says, test all spirit. That means he expects us to make judgment, to be able to come out and say, this one is of Christ, this one is not of Christ. Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them. So by their fruit, we should be able to tell, this person is of the Lord, this person is not of the Lord. You have a man, he's given to adultery, he's wicked, he's abusive, he's full of anger, he's terrible, he's violent. And then you said he's born again. What then does born again mean? Where is the born again? But you see, my point is this, that somebody that will help you, what will help your life, may not come with convenience, may not come with comfort. Imagine Jesus looking at Peter and saying, get behind me, Satan. How do you think Peter will feel at that particular point? The word of God is given to rebuke, to correct. In fact, the scripture says, rebuke them sharply. Isaiah 58 verse 1 says, lift up your voice as a trumpet. Don't hold back and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. But people are looking for gospel today that rubs their head, that tells them it is well with you, you will go far, you are good as you are, and you know all of those things. They do not want anything that rebukes, that correct. So they quickly say, he's being judgmental. Let me tell you, the Bible is judgmental. It will judge you. The word of God will judge you. How do you know right from wrong? How do we know who is in Christ and who is not in Christ? The scripture says, here is how we know that we are in him. It means we can know who is in him, we can know who is not in him. It says, if you if you claim to know God and you hate your brother, I say you are in darkness until now. So if you hate your brother and I tell you are in darkness until now, you say, oh, I am judging. No, I am not judging. That is what the word of God says. The word of God wants us to identify those who are born again apart from those who are not born again. He wants us to identify. Otherwise, how will we have known the difference? So when he says, as iron sharpens iron, that's how we are to be. A friendship where you can't tell each other the truth. I'm telling you, you don't need that friendship. You know, one of the things that may cause problem in marriage is if one of the parties hate the truth. Anytime your spouse is honest with you, you are angry. You will turn it into a fight. You don't want to be corrected. All you want to hear every day is, I love you, you are sweet, you are nice, you are everything. I'm telling you, that marriage will soon collapse. In a sincere, genuine relationship, we must be ready to tell each other the truth. That's how to sharpen each other. You must be able to call me and say, brother, that message that you preached yesterday, the way you were preaching it, it was beginning to look like you are full of pride. You see, I will look at myself and I will say, Lord, is this really true? I'm not going to hate you. In fact, I love people who can rebuke me. Sometimes what they are saying may not necessarily be true, may not necessarily be true reflection of things. But nonetheless, the fact that they care about me to tell me something that I won't find comfortable, for me, they are the kind of people I want to bring closer to me. As iron sharpens iron. He says, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. We must be honest with each other. You have a friend that is living in sin, you keep quiet. You are not a friend, though. You are an enemy to that person that you can't speak up, you can't correct, you can't point out. How do you sharpen one another? As a preacher, all you want to do is to speak nice things. Oh, your children will get married. You will live to your old age. That thing that has been delaying, I remove it. All of those things that the flesh loves to hear, those are the things you want to say. That person cannot sharpen you. You will never become sharp. You will remain a babe in Christ, even if you are in Christ. You will remain a babe for the rest of your life. You will be oppressed. You will struggle with things you should have no business struggling with because you are not being sharpened. When you sharpen something, you take away part of that thing. And then afterward, that thing, when it's now cutting something, everything now looks smooth, but it had gone through a painful process. That is how we must be to one another. Brethren, until we all end up in the kingdom of Christ in eternity, we must not let each other rest. Oh, we must be there for one another. God will give us understanding. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.